Welcome back, everyone. And we want to thank all the listeners to Radio Entrepreneurs who are tuning in and being interviewed and want to know more about how to deal with this economy that's in an immense transitional period, how to succeed and keep our feet on a ground that's constantly a changing piece of earth. Our next guest is Ilan Divan, a founder of Divan Academy. Welcome.
It's great to be here. Thank you, Jeffrey. Great to be on the show.
Well, I didn't get my degree in the mail, so just tell me, what is the Divan Academy?
Well, Divan Academy, I got to take you back to a time 12 years ago, not a great time, 2008. The recession was, we had another global recession on our hands. But I was feeling like I was on top of the world. I was actually living in Boston. I just graduated from Harvard, had a second master's degree from Harvard, you know, great grades, straight A's. I had one from Harvard, one from Brandeis. And I was ready for the workforce, or so I thought. So I'm like, world, here I am. I start looking for work. And I was unemployed for 9 months. And I realized very quickly that I didn't have the right skill set. I didn't have the right mindset. And I simply wasn't prepared for the workforce. And so I launched Divan Academy because I realized that there's a major gap. There's a major discrepancy between the skills that universities and schools teach and the skills that companies need and want in new hires. And so this, of course, we know is the skills gap. And these soft skills are essentially, you can group them into three different buckets. We're talking about mindset, emotional intelligence, and three is stress management skills. And it turns out we've done all the research, we've looked at the greatest studies and all the current studies and research out there from every great university and institution. And it turns out the three biggest predictors of success, 75% of your success is predicted and predicated on three things: on your mindset, emotional intelligence, and stress management skills. Unfortunately, these are precisely the skills that are being eroded by technology today in the next generation. And so at the very time, the very moment when a young graduate needs these skills, they don't have them. And so you have the skills gap, and you got about 80% of employers in the US, 87%, this was in Forbes just a year ago, say that they feel that young graduates are not prepared for the workforce. So what we do is we work with high school students, with university students, but also with companies. And we will work with young employees, new hires, in the 20, even until up until 29, or any young professional. And we'll take them through a journey of learning, growth, and empowerment that will help them develop these three skills. And we're going to get them to be able to take more initiative, to be proactive, to develop their communication skills, their resourcefulness, their stress management skills, their conflict management skills, their ability to problem solve. All the skills that employers are really looking for right now, we help them develop. And we like to say that we'll take an employee who is a good employee, we'll make them great. Or we'll take employees that are driven by the paycheck, and we'll get them to be more purpose-driven and committed to the job and their craft.
You know, I have to agree with you on the front end, the mindset, the EQ, stress management skills. As an organizational advisor, work with over 700 companies, my firm, I would say 100%, and I would agree also that technology allows people, not just erodes it, but it's an enabler for people. So I ask you the question, in terms of the journey, do you work individually? I have a couple of questions. I'll let you then take over. Do you work individually? Do you work in groups? Do you have a structured learning program? And how do you utilize assessment in the process?
All great questions. Thank you.
Got them all out at once.
So let's start with, I work with both individuals, but mainly with groups. So I like to work with groups of anywhere from, 5 to 20 employees or young professionals. That's really the most effective. Second question is
structured learning.
Yeah, so the structured learning, we have a program called Success GPS, which is a 7-part workshop series, which really works on all these fundamentals. And the difference, what we really pride ourselves on, And one of the mantras that we keep saying to anyone we work with is that knowledge is not power. Knowledge is only power in potential, right? Common sense isn't common practice. You and I woke up this morning and we probably knew we should have done we should have meditated, done yoga, had a green smoothie, you know, had some goji berries and some walnuts. Didn't necessarily do it. I did some yoga though. And so a lot of times knowing what you need to do doesn't make you do it. So we really focus on the action and getting people to change their habits, how they think, how they emote, their daily rituals and practices at home and in the office. Because if you want to change your outputs, you got to change your inputs. And so we're very heavy on that. And so we really take professionals through this Success GPS program.
So does everybody go through the same level of the program? Because I had mentioned assessment, or is assessment not necessary based upon the program? Is it sort of like you sign up for Harvard Business School and you go through the program?
So we have an assessment. We have a pre and a post assessment. So we'll assess young professionals where they are before the program in terms of their stress management, their mindset, their habits, their emotional intelligence, all these different things. And then we'll have them take the same assessment later on.
But will that, if they do the assessment and they're in a group training, that means that they're basically all going through the same process of training, even if they have a different assessment, correct?
True. That's true. That's true. Yeah. So we've seen really some remarkable, in many cases, transformations. I mean, people were really going deep, and we're really, one of the things that we really hunker down on is mindset. Because one of the things that I think are the biggest asset to any company is a person's mindset.
Is this, you know, I know that you, you've been through some basic training, which I think is helpful. Did any of this come out of that form of training, or did you realize afterward that this is just an essential that was missing?
The basic training meaning in military?
You were in the military.
Yes. So you know what? This program really is, it's an amalgamation of everything I've done. And so the military is part of it. You know, I always wondered, how does the military take, when you think about it, how does it take an 18-year-old who's, you know, scrawny, thin, undisciplined, spoiled sometimes.
Full head of hair.
Exactly. Shave that hair off and turn them into a, you know, well-oiled, disciplined, you know, machine almost. And the way they do that is through basic training, but it's really a lot, so much of it is habits. They just, the human mind and human beings, we can change if we can do things, if we can habitually change the things that we do and how we think and how we respond to things. And so really, again, this goes back to the program. We take a lot of that into our programming in terms of mindset, habit formation, peak performance habits. And then a lot of the research I did at Brandeis, at Harvard, when it comes to the human psyche. And there is, I believe there's a process through which human beings, our potential can unfold. And so we kind of overlay this process into the Success GPS program and allow or help to facilitate what I'd like to think is people's potential unfolding by helping them identify and break through limiting beliefs, by connecting their own motivations and values and sense of purpose with the values and mission and purpose of a company. Because I think what any company wants to do is you want to draw upon the discretionary energy, you know, of people that are working for you. You don't want them just to be working for a paycheck. You want them to be working and going all in. And so we really work with getting young professionals to develop a service orientation and connect their own aspirations, motivations, values with the values and vision of a company.
Great. We've been speaking with Elan Divan, founder of Divan Academy, and I like a lot of the things that you talk about. It's very familiar to the work that I've been practicing for the last 35 years. Elan, if someone's looking for you at Divan Academy, and I think you're getting people for the most part earlier in the career cycle than I am, I'm getting more learning impaired CEOs and leadership. How would they find you?
Well, they would find us through very simply any company right now. If any of your listeners have companies that, you know, small, mid-sized companies, even large companies that are hiring young professionals from 18 to 29 years old, you can simply email us at consultation@devoneacademy.com, and we can schedule a free consultation to kind of share with you the program and how we can tailor things to your staff and really get the most in, out of them at this stage and unleash their potential. If anyone wants to reach me, you know, happy to share my email as well, which is elon@devoneacademy.com, and you can write me directly.
Good. Thanks for being on the show today. We've been speaking with Elon Devon. My name is Jeffrey Davis. You can find me at Mage LLC or potentially at Radio Entrepreneurs, mostly at Mage LLC. Elon, thanks for being on the show today, and I look forward to seeing you again in the future.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Would love that.
Great. Yeah. Everybody, Elon and all our listeners, be well, and there will be more stories coming on Radio Entrepreneurs.